Ничего не пишите, не читайте, ничего не говорите, не печатайте.
We'll be right back. Thank you. now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world is being watched closely by intelligences greater than man. We know now that as human beings busy themselves about their various concerns, they have scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the crashing creatures swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar drifting, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are dwar minds, powers of the beasts of the jungle, intellect vast, cool and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, slowly and surely drew their plans against it. The 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Dissolution. Near the end of October, business was better. War scale was over. All men were back at work. Mayors were picking up. This particular season, October 30th, Crosby's service estimated that 32 million people this million on radio.
Thank you. vriendelijke, ja. Hallo? Ja, ja, no, it's okay.
So you asked about Vasily Stus, who was he?
Yeah,
yeah, he was a Ukrainian poet, but he was a real poet in USSR, and it was, of course, like a criminal, it was a crime.
He is a Ukrainian person?
He was a Ukrainian poet.
Was?
Yeah,
okay.
He was born in 1938.
38, okay.
38. He, from 1 year old, he rose in Donetsk.
Donetsk, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like a Ukrainian teacher. He got an education as a on Ukrainian language. Mm-hmm. He was a journalist. Mm-hmm. He was writing his doctorate, and
okay.
Then since there
smart
was
man.
Yeah, smart man,
yeah.
But there was a period when repressions started to get back, mm-hmm. and Ukrainian intelligent people got arrested. And on the
because
in Soviet Union you couldn't be a free thinker, mm. and you should be punished because they took everything serious. You write a verse with like decadent
like
context.
Thought police.
Yeah, thought police, exactly. Mm. Yeah, and he was arrested after, first he was fired from all the jobs, after the case in a presentation of a movie of Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors by Sergei Parajanov, maybe you know it. And one of these future dissidents, they asked, they told from the stage that the repressions are started against Ukrainian intelligent people, mm-hmm. and he stand up like as a kind of a protest, and of course KGB agents saw him and start tracking them. In 1 month he get fired from his job, he got fired from institute, from his doctorate, and he got to do a blue collar job like fireman, like something like that.
Proper cancellation.
Yeah, cancellation. Yeah, yeah, from government.
Very advanced.
Yeah.
We found out only recently.
Yeah. And eventually in 1972, he got in prison as a poet, first term, because
of his poetry.
Because his poetry, because they did an inspection in his house, mm-hmm. they found his poetry, and there was, like, in this book, there are, KGB archives that get degriffed, like, they opened, mm-hmm. and there is analysis of his verses, like, mm-hmm. it's a harmful for regime, for Soviet Union, discreates, a Soviet reality, mm-hmm. it's decadent, mm-hmm. versus even decadent, it was prohibited. So, and he was arrested, and it was 5 years in camp, mm-hmm. in concentration camp, mm-hmm. and 3 years exile in Siberia. So when he get back, he had only like 9 months. Mm-hmm. His son was 13 when he went to he got in prison. Son was only 2, so they had it was harsh times.
Huh? Did they ever see each other in these 11 years?
No. Yeah, because most of
Siberia.
The times it was prohibited for him to get meetings with his family as a charge for not behaving well. So when he got back, he became a member of Ukrainian Helsinki. It's like union. It's because at the time Soviet Union also signed Helsinki commitment, mm-hmm. about human rights. Mm-hmm. So the dissidents wanted to legally oppose the powers.
Yeah.
It was probably a mistake, I don't know. But anyway, they wanted to behave openly and legally. But it was hard because the first board was totally arrested. Second board was totally arrested. He became a member, clearly understanding that he will be arrested as well. Of course, he was arrested, and he got 10 years plus 5 years in exile. And eventually he got killed or died or whatever, but he was pretty sick, and of course...
While in exile or...?
While in prison. Because, he got in prison 1980, prior to Soviet Olympic Games in Moscow, because they clean up
this
to avoid problems, that it's not the perfect stuff. And... and he died or got killed in the prison. Anyway, he got killed because he was sick, and it was very very strict regime, and he died.
Does anyone know the real
Unfortunately,
how he really died?
Unfortunately, no, because Ukrainian KGB archives are opened and Russian no, and it's in Russian Federation archives which are closed still. So we cannot know for sure, but there are different evidence. Someone tells he committed suicide. Okay. Someone told he got like a heart attack. Someone tell he was beaten by this bed, you know, in the prisons that. Different things, but the most important things that since he was a poet, he wrote poetry, and it was prohibited for him to write poetry. Yeah. He wrote around like 400 verses there, and only 6 survived because he managed to somehow transfer them. A lot of people just remember them, and then do it. Yeah. And last thing that he probably like broke him. Because he took all the pressure from this prison administration, but he translated. He told, "Okay, I cannot write my verses. Okay, no problem. I will translate Rilke."
Yeah. Translate what?
Rilke, Heinrich Maria Rilke, Spanish poet. Okay. He translated it into Ukrainian because he translated Lorca, he translated Kipling, he translated Rimbaud and like all the European poetry. And they found it. He 1.5 years he translated it. They found it and destroyed it. And he was like, it was And after it, like soon, he like became very sad. Probably it was a depression. I don't know. And then he died. But he overall like he was a. Of course, part of his work, of his activity was a dissident movement, human rights movement. But first of all, he was poet. And as a poet, he had no chance to be something except dissident because it was impossible to be a poet in Soviet Union and not collaborate with powers. Despite the fact that his verses do not include something like anti-Soviet. It's just, just general thing.
Probably about beauty and freedom.
And he's like really... like he's super strong personality, you know. It's and I will talk this about this in the lecture because he is like I cannot imagine how he passed through it. He knows it's like comparing to Christ. Probably it's not the right thing, but it's something like from these martyrs from Christianity who understood they will die, they will suffer. But anyway, they go for because they understand that it's and as he wrote in as he wrote in one of his verses, we will die, but the movement will stay after us.
Okay, and can you shortly say something about the music, the movie?
Today, today we will have the lecture about his life and his heritage, and also we will listen a chamber opera by Ukrainian contemporary art center Dach. Probably most people know Dach Daughters or Dach Abraha. It's like very famous Ukrainian. It's a center where they born. Developed and where they came from. And it's a new generation, Dach Trio, they created a chamber opera based on his verses. And it's like,
beautiful.
It's beautiful and something like that.
Wow. Well, it seems like a great idea to have this on the radio, so.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything else you want to share? We're expecting a lot of people.
More than 70. We have 70 plus registrations here. Let's see how many people. What's important?
I had no idea you should have registered.
No.
Found out randomly.
Sure.
I looked at the Fabulous websites.
No problem. We just did.
Well, this is a problem because how should I know?
Sure. They didn't put probably the registration link, but the thing is that we put registration just to understand how many people will come, just to like approximately. So it's a free event. It's like just to commemorate the poet and promote Ukrainian culture because it's very rich, but very 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 few people know about it, especially foreigners. So that's why we do events in English.
Great. So is there a possibility to make donations to some...
Here is QR code. You can donate. Okay. It's Ukrainians in the Netherlands Foundation. Here is... it's just a bar. It's for free donation, but for this place.
Okay.
And Yeah,
okay,
that's
well,
it.
Great. And do you organize more this kind
of thing? Yeah. I have a lecture project which is called Nomadische Buchenplank in Dutch.
Oh.
Yeah, Nomadic
I saw this on the flyer.
Yeah. It's a lecture project which hosts Stefan Anthony in Happy Bookieman. And
I do
weekly events
talking
about Ukrainian culture in English, spreading the word of Ukrainian culture.
Well, he was a very...
Patapoe was een hondje, nu een radiootje.
See my hand is moving, La bague au doigt.
J'ai tout ce qu'il faut pour rendre un homme heureux. J'ai de la patience et de l'esprit pour deux. J'ai bon caractère, ne me plains jamais, mais cesse de jouer avec ton pistolet. Je sais m'habiller avec trois petits riens. Je sais préparer le café le matin. J'ai de la douceur chaque fois qu'il faut. Mais prends bien garde à toi, tu es mon seul défaut.
Oh, dis-le, dis-le-moi, dis-le, dis-le, dis-le-moi. Quand vas-tu te décider à me passer la bague au doigt?
La bague au doigt.
Pour se marier, tu dis qu'il faut de l'or. Je compte sur toi pour en trouver encore. Mais en attendant ce que tu as suffi, on peut vivre d'amour et aussi de pluie.
Oh, dis-le, dis-le-moi, dis-le, dis-le, dis-le-moi. Quand vas-tu te décider à me passer la bague au doigt? La bague au doigt.
N'attends plus demain, décide-toi ce soir. Je suis une femme et tu devrais savoir que pour te donner ce que je veux t'offrir, il me faudra le temps de réfléchir.
Oh, dis-le, dis-le-moi, dis-le, dis-le, dis-le-moi. Quand vas-tu te décider à me passer la bague au doigt? Quand vas-tu te décider à me passer la bague au doigt?